This is the Morning Crunch Wrap for Monday, August 12th, 2019. I'm Nate Darling, and here's what caught my eye this morning. First of all, thank you if you're downloading and listening to the show again. We took a few weeks off as we are launching Darling New Media, which is now in a soft launch period. Check us out, darlingnewmedia.com. If you're in the Sacramento area, we can help make your podcast dreams come true. The headline, new Trump rule would target legal immigrants who get public assistance. U.S. President Donald Trump's administration unveiled a sweeping rule on Monday that would limit legal immigration by denying visas and permanent residency to hundreds of thousands of people for being too poor. The long-anticipated rule, pushed by Trump's leading aide on immigration, Stephen Miller, takes effect on October 15th and would reject applicants for temporary or permanent visas for failing to meet economic standards or for receiving public assistance such as welfare, food stamps, public housing, or Medicaid. Now, immediately after the rule was announced, the National Immigration Law Center said it would file a lawsuit to stop it from taking effect. The group's executive director said the rule was racially motivated. Now, the overhaul is part of Trump's effort to curb both legal and illegal immigration, an issue he's made a cornerstone of his presidency. The 837-page rule could be the most drastic of all of Trump administration's policies targeting the legal immigration system, experts have said. Advocates for the immigrants have criticized the plan as an effort to cut legal immigration without going through Congress to change U.S. law. The new rule, derived from the Immigration Act of 1882, which allows the U.S. government to deny a visa to anyone likely to become a, quote, public charge, end quote. Most immigrants are ineligible for major aid programs until they qualify for green cards, which grant legal permanent residency status. However, the new rule announced in the Federal Register by the Department of Homeland Security expands the definition of a public charge and stands to disqualify more people. New Trump immigration rules. Now we're going after the legal ones. Let's crunch it. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch wrap it. Okay. Is this, as some would say, racially motivated? The argument is going to be no, it's not racially motivated because it applies to anyone trying to come into the country. The fact remains, though, that most of the really poor people trying to come into this country are not people immigrating from, say, a country Trump has referenced, Norway. They're probably not a bunch of poor nor white Norwegians coming in here. It's most of the poor people coming in are coming from places like Africa. They're coming from Central and South America. They're black. They're Hispanic. So while you can argue that the letter of the law is not racially motivated, is the spirit behind it actually racially motivated? It's really hard to actually definitively say, oh yeah, that's absolutely it. But if you look at the history of the president and the person who is writing this, Stephen Miller, it sort of does fall into those same areas. Here's the other part of it. You want to crack down on illegal immigration, and we've got detention centers full of people, and we're not going to go into all of that here because that's a whole other thing. Cracking down on illegal immigration is one thing. To crack down now on people who are coming to the United States legally, the ones who are following the rules that have been put in place, that's kind of, for lack of a better term, a dick move. And is that what we've become? We have become the United States of dick moves. Some people are very happy with that. Some people are saying, hey, America, love it or leave it. Hey, America, we're the best. Hey, America this, America that. Your relatives came from somewhere too, pal. And America is supposed to be a melting pot, if I'm to believe the Schoolhouse Rock. So we've gone from the illegals need to go to rounding up people who are legally seeking asylum to now we're going to severely limit the people who are legally trying to emigrate to the United States. Whether it's racially motivated or not, it really does feel un-American. And that's not okay. And it shouldn't be okay no matter what political party you support. If it is, maybe you need to spend a little time looking in the mirror. And that is your Morning Crunch Wrap.
Can I get some attention? There is something I need to say to all those passing by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted and the window's locked. I'm weaving through the glass to get somebody's full attention, but they all just move too fast. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy your soul. Looking through the keyhole. Hey, mister, you look like you're up for a conversation. Got a minute or so. Take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out. It's all 2 and 2 is 4 and 4 is 8. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass?